I'm Carol Hills, and you're with The World. Last week, we told you about a cartoonist who goes by the name Eaton Fish. He's originally from Iran, but for the past 3.5 years, he's been in one of Australia's controversial offshore detention centers, this one in Papua New Guinea. Eaton Fish was seeking asylum, but in October, the Papua New Guinea government refused to give him refugee status. His supporters say his mental and physical problems made it impossible for him to be properly assessed, and that he's in danger if he's sent back to Iran. Eaton Fish went on a hunger strike on January 31st and now reportedly weighs just over 100 pounds. Late yesterday, I spoke with Scott Ludlam, a co-deputy leader of Australia's Green Party. I asked him what the Australian government should do to help Eaton Fish.
The simplest thing would be to bring Eaton Fish and the other 1,200 or so refugees and asylum seekers who are trapped on these islands, just bring them to Australia. We've been arguing for many years that these island prison camps should be closed down. They set a terrible example to the rest of the world. And we've got the case of this young Iranian man who was only 21 years old when he sought safe harbor in Australia, may now die.
What is the latest on his condition?
I did a quick look around just before we hooked up, and there's no reliable information on his condition since the 14th or 15th of February. So we're obviously very concerned. Part of the problem is it's actually quite difficult to get reliable information off of these islands. A couple of years ago, the Australian government imposed effectively a media blackout on Manus Island and on the other Australian-run detention centre on Nauru.
And Manus Island is the detention camp in Papua New Guinea, and Nauru is an island nation also north of Australia in the South Pacific. I know you spoke in the Australian Senate a few days ago about the case of Eaton Fish. What did you say?
Well, really, because the situation here has been politically has been degenerating for so long, people are starting to get a bit numb. So I wanted to take this young man as one single example of an individual human being who's suffered appalling treatment. He's been abused. He's mental health is extremely fragile, and he has a name. He's an individual. He's got a story. He's got a family. He's got reasons for seeking protection.
Was there any response from the Australian government?
No.
Scott Ludlam is co-deputy leader of the Australian Greens political party. He's been speaking to us from Australia's capital, Canberra. Thanks so much, Senator Ludlam.
Thank you.
You can see cartoons by Eaton Fish and hundreds of others drawn in his support at PRI.org.